four, three, two, one.
Hey,
hello.
What's up?
How's everybody doing?
I'm so good, yo. What's going on? We're back. It is another edition of the Friday Crossover with Tom and Mta. And now listen, hey, we've got a good one.
And this one's even more exciting because it's my birthday.
It is your birthday, not today.
My birthday until further notice.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
My birthday officially is the 19th of August, so if you guys want me to send through my EFT bank details...
That's fine, we'll post it on the socials.
Let me know.
I've actually got them. You're with Standard Bank.
No, I'm not.
No, I think you are. You're Standard Bank account 67.
Thomas! Guys, those are the wrong details.
Get in touch at UCT Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
So money is what you want.
I want, exactly. You can never have enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I want money. I want good vibes. I want blessings. I want everything sugar spice.
But money's nice. Always good.
Money's always great. I'll take it any day.
It's Rush by Troye Sivan. Listen, I was opening up to you about my quad muscles being pulled, and you didn't even afford me the opportunity to talk about
it. When did you say that?
I was telling you now while I was crawling under the table plugging my laptop in.
I did not hear you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, so she's not even listening
in
the first
place. I'm not even listening.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, sorry. What happened to your calf muscle, my baby?
It's fine. I'm just going to play a sad song now because I'm actually very sad.
Over on UCT Radio. Soundtrack to your campus vibe.
Yo, guys, I'm sorry. Today she's being a lot. Anyway.
I don't understand how I'm getting this treatment on my birthday.
It's not your birthday.
It's my birthday the whole weekend, Tom. We already discussed this.
No, we didn't discuss this.
Yes, we did.
Who decides this rubbish?
Friday, Saturday,
who
and
decides
Sunday
this rubbish?
Isn't today.
Uh-uh. No.
Anyway, Thomas, you just love to hate me. But you know what? And that's why you'll never end up drunk on an Eiffel Tower one day with a love
of
your
this
life.
Is exactly what we're discussing.
Now to several incidents of tourists behaving badly. And authorities in Paris now investigating after two Americans were found sleeping in the Eiffel Tower.
Now,
I just love that.
Do you think that's great? Do you
how
think
did
that's
they
funny?
Get... Wait, where in the Eiffel... I have so
okay,
many questions.
So I have the story for you. So two Americans... just start speaking and then I can finish the story.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Two Americans were discovered on Monday after spending a drunken night on the Eiffel Tower, right? The two men who on Sunday evenings had tickets to go up allegedly trapped there were trapped there due to excessive alcohol consumption. They were passed out in the corner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But I'd also be scared. Imagine being trapped in the Eiffel Tower. Wow. That's so romantic, though.
It's not romantic.
They're drunk in
on
love.
Top of... No, man. It's cold up there.
We'd be all night. Isn't it summer? It's summer. It's summer. There's a heat wave.
Oh, fine.
They're having a cool,
okay, so if you
starry
be,
night.
If you were drunk, passed out somewhere, it would be the Eiffel Tower. Fair enough.
It would be. Where would you be drunk and passed out with the Ten love
roof
of your life? Please, you have more self-respect than that. Can you see how? Have you seen how dirty those floors are?
They're so dirty, but they're clean. They're
no,
fine.
Or
they're
imagine fine being, you know, all days and romantic, like getting locked up in the Kirstenbosch Gardens or something.
So this leads so us romantic to the question that we're asking today. We want to know from you, where is the strangest place that you've ended up after a night out? Where have you just drunken a little bit too much and you do not know where the roads led you, but you've ended up at a destination, right?
Yeah.
So this is what we're asking. Get in touch on UCT Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So we're talking, where is the strangest place that you found yourself drunk? And Mta was telling me earlier about she always finds herself on Long Street, on Main Street, passed out all the time, and she can't get a control of herself. So we're going to be delving into that a little bit after this.
A whole lot more. T's and C's apply.
Okay, Mta, so now it's fine. You know, UCT Radio is a safe place, right?
And not with you in the
and
room.
And you can tell us, like, how does it feel to not have control of yourself that you're passing out on the streets all the time?
Thomas, that's not even the truth. Every day I'm being gaslit.
You can be honest with us.
I've never, can I tell
if
you
if you can't
something
be a voice for yourself, I'll be a voice for you guys. Mta is always telling me about how she cannot control her alcohol. And life is tough. I realize that. I realize that life is tough. I really do realize.
Can I tell you guys something that I'm on here? And I think it's something really impressive that not a lot of people can relate to. I have never,
UCT Radio,
ever,
the soundtrack to your campus life.
Sweet. I'm gonna go home. Like, I actually have places to be. Like, I actually, you could do this by yourself. My whole family is waiting for me on the other side of the mountain. I don't need to be here.
You don't need to be here.
Spiro with Who Is Your Guy? Oh man, I love some Afro Nation from my Niger brothers, please. All right, so we're hearing from you guys. What were some, you know, sketchy places where you found yourself after a crazy, crazy night out? And I can say Thomas was being on my case a little bit earlier about being stuck on Long Street. And that was not true, guys. Please, I have to defend my case.
It's fine, guys. I know. We all know this to talk about these things.
It's not true.
We all know.
In fact, I have never once...
Crossover on UCT Radio.
Download our app, available on the iTunes and Google Play App Store.
Hey, guys. So you know how they say you must quit alcohol? So I was actually forced to quit alcohol.
Let's listen
basically.
To this.
This one time, me and my friends went out. Then things got a bit hectic. Then in the morning, I ended up waking up in a fort. And I don't know where my clothes were. And I don't know how I got there because we were like near a highway. Then I'm like, oh, this is it for me. Then that is why I started being sober.
Can you,
now
can
it
you,
makes sense being sober.
Can you relate to that? Okay, she's going to be quiet now. Can we be quiet? Okay, I can also be quiet. Let's see who holds out longer.
You're getting the silent treatment
fine,
right now.
Fine.
For constantly are being on my case.
Are you also going
to
give a
can
silent
treatment? Can I please? I'd like to call my lawyer, please. Can my attorney please come in?
Mm.
We have a very serious case in the studio on the Friday crossover of defamation.
Oh God, here she goes again.
And just very incomplete information. By the way, thank you so much for calling into UCT Radio. And I'm so glad to know that you've quit alcohol.
Right?
Yeah, good for you. Thomas, you should take a page out of
that. I was going to say the same thing to you.
And start caring for your health and wellness.
You too, because you really look like you need to start.
No.
You're fabulous.
It's my birthday. I have to be.
Not your birthday. Guys, it's not a birthday. Okay, you're here live on UCT Radio. Now, Mta.
Yes, darling. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful.
I've put her next door just because I need a bit more control of her.
No, control the patriarchy.
We can leave her there. Okay, so what we're discussing is we want to know where the funkiest place is that you've ended up after a night out, after a night of drinking. And I know Mta doesn't actually have drinking problems, but where is the funniest place you've ever found yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't even think of anything.
Really? Because you're just so perfect.
I'm such a good girl. I've never in my life blacked out, is what
really?
I actually wanted to say. Yeah, I remember every single thing that happened the night before.
So, wow.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this is the funny thing, is you'll never actually know if you've blacked out. Unless
someone is like, oh, remember?
Yeah.
But
so
I think
so maybe your friends
like,
are all
I don't
alcoholics
what
too.
Happened at 11 o'clock. I can literally tell you, oh, so-and-so disappeared at 11 and then...
Fair enough.
I remember.
Yeah, you remember.
But I can tell you a naughty story that happened to me the one time where I was at a location that I should not have been and my dad almost caught me.
Oh my God, do say... Okay, that will come up next. That's coming up next.
This is UCT Radio.
Okay, so we've been talking about this for a while. It's a very, very important moment and something that's going to live on in the minds of our listeners forever.
Amen. Oh, we are bringing romance
we
to
are,
the studio.
We're bringing romance back.
Yes.
We're taking it back from the dead.
We're tired of the horror stories
we are.
Out on campus.
We are.
And we think it's time to do our public service.
Exactly.
And help unite the people of UCT.
100%. And who better to do it with than Liz.
Tom and Inter.
Liz.
Hey, Liz, girl, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks, and you?
Good, thank you. That's better good. Than you here. Than, yeah, I'm better now. that you're here. Because I was getting treated really badly on my birthday.
Oh, shit. It's not her birthday, everyone.
Anyway, Liz, I'm so happy to see you. Are you excited to get Zayn today?
I'm very, very excited. I'm ready to see what's
in store. 100%. So if you guys didn't catch our last two shows, this is what we are doing today. Thomas?
Okay, so what we're doing is we found some eligible men, right?
Mm-hmm. Some eligible bachelors.
We are, and we're
for our bachelorettes.
We're putting Rinder, okay? It's called
what?
It's called Radio Tinder.
What did you call it?
It's called Rinder.
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 Okay.
Rinder.
Okay.
Little bit of. It's also a play on Grindr, but Radio Tinder.
Okay.
Rinder.
I like it. Creative, yeah. a little bit.
A little bit. Just a little bit creative. So let's just recap. Liz, what are we looking for? Who's our ideal man?
Okay, so I think I'd like to revise what I said.
Oh,
okay. Because what you had said originally.
Yes, was a skater boy.
Skater boy. Aryan race looking, blue eyes, okay. Whatever. And like chill, a little bit dirty is what I was getting.
Yes. So I'd like to, retract my statement. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Okay, I like blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay.
I don't mind dark hair. And I like that combo
I'm back
of
in
dark
the running,
hair
guys.
And blue eyes.
My sweetie, if you wanted to get her, you would have gotten her a long time ago.
Big
and it hasn't. Okay.
It hasn't happened, so.
Okay, so you're not you're fine. You're blonde hair, brown hair, everyone. You're not discriminating.
Okay. I don't discriminate. Okay. But I like curly hair.
Okay.
Just a little bit of discrimination.
A little bit. Okay, we hear you.
We
so
do.
So that is the current person that we're looking for, the current vibe.
Exactly.
Essence.
So listen, if you're listening to us right now and you're like, listen, Liz is my girl. Liz is who I'm looking for. You know what? It's too late. We've already found our people. So stay quiet and we'll chat to you when we're ready, when we find our next person. But right now, it's some Craig Lucas. And just because we're getting to know Liz, we thought we'd ask you a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Before we bring our men in. Do you find this to be particularly attractive or sexy? And is this something you would want in your life?
Now to several incidents of tourists behaving badly. And authorities in Paris now investigating after two Americans were found sleeping in the Eiffel Tower.
They were gone missing. They went missing. And then they were found on the Eiffel Tower. Is this something that you would love to do? Pass out drunk with your love on the Eiffel Tower?
No.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what your standards are because clearly McDonald's is where you want to go for your first.
Are you bashing me, Thomas?
Paris, France. Sorry.
The soundtrack to your campus life.
10, 9.
All right.
8.
So it's getting real now, and we are about to call in our gentlemen, our bachelors. Shoot your shot.
Hi, I hope you're good. I'm a 23-year-old Cape Townian who loves listening to music and watching series and movies, especially anime. I'm kind-hearted, reserved, as you can tell, not that well-spoken.
Aww.
But I'm a good listener because I don't like talking about myself. So I can definitely lend an ear whenever you want to vent about anything. I think that's just about everything because there isn't really a lot to me that can be said, but a lot that can be observed. So the only way is to eat me, I guess.
The only way is to eat me.
I don't know what the last one was. But
oh, meet me.
Meet me. Okay, then eat me.
Yeah, what? I was like, oh, wow.
So just to clarify, we have distorted the voices of our three gentlemen who are shooting their shot. Oh. Because we have to make this as blind as possible. Because love is blind.
Love is blind. Okay, so tell us, Liz, what's your feelings?
Okay, so at the beginning of the voice note, I was like, you know, but then as I listened more to it, I was like, oh, Shame, he sounds really sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But also, I think there's going to be a problem because he said he's a really good listener, mm-hmm. and I'm also a very good listener. I don't like talking about myself.
Oh, so you can't just sit listening
to you. So there's going to be silence. But I don't mind silence also.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And you can sit and watch anime together, like you said. Do you enjoy anime?
I like anime. No.
Okay, well, what if he doesn't like McDonald's? Maybe you might have to compromise.
That's okay.
Maybe they can watch anime in McDonald's.
In McDonald's.
Wow.
Imagine. Yes. That sounds so romantic.
I promise.
I love that. Okay, so what are you rating our first bachelor out of
Wait,
10?
Before you do that, I think I need to make this a little bit more
serious, yeah. more dramatic. And also, when you're giving this rating, this is also considering that you haven't heard the rest of the bachelor.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay, so your rating?
Out of 10.
Out of 10.
I'll give him a good 6.
A 6.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. I think he deserves a 6.
Yeah.
I would have given him maybe a 4.
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, no.
But I think, as Lewis Capaldi would say, he is someone we're going to forget.
Hi there. My name is Brendan. 21. I live in Cape Town. I'm a waiter at a fine dining restaurant. I have curly hair. I'm about...
Liz is having a seizure in
six
the next room.
I'd say. I've got some piercings, some tattoos. I keep myself in good shape. And I think you'd love to go on a date with me because I got some varieties to it. If you're keen for a little picnic, I'm down. If you're keen for a sunset drive with some sushi, check out Chapman's Peak View. I'm in. If you want to go for drinks and some din, I'm all yours. But yeah, hit me up. You also have to have some good music taste, by the way.
Oh my word, Liz, you were having a panic attack.
Yeah, what was going on? What was that reaction? He barely said 2 words. Wait, do you know this person?
I don't know him, but he's... Oh.
Okay, we'll give you just 2 seconds. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, take a breath.
Woo!
Take
a breath. I just want to give you a fan right now and a cool drink.
Yo, girl, do you need a Coke? Some salt.
Ooh, this is drooling all over the microphone.
I think I've calmed down.
Okay. Okay, so tell us what was going on for you.
Well, he sounded very nice, you know. But then again, the voices are altered. But, you know, that's besides the fact, you know, regardless. You know, the piercing.
My name is Brendan. 21.
You're immediately banging.
Sure, guys, she's on the floor. Okay, I think you need a second. I think you need a second.
And then we'll unpack this properly because that kind of reaction.
Wow.
Hi there. My name is Brendan.
Oh, you are smiling ear to ear.
Immediately.
I'm kicking my feet in the air.
Okay, so your opinions. Curly hair, ticking the box, right?
Yes.
Tall, kicking the box.
Yes.
Likes drives on Chapman's Peak, ticking the box.
Yes.
What is, if there is anything, is there a red flag in there for you?
Okay, well, the fact, he said he's a waiter, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like he could be interacting with a lot of other women.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Yeah, real.
He's not a server at McDonald's.
Yeah.
He's just too high class.
Too high class.
Yeah, so I don't know, maybe other women could be hitting on him.
Which you kind of want? You wouldn't
I'm not jealous.
She was like, that's my man. Already claiming him, Liz. I love that. Is there anything else in that voice note that you particularly like? Because I saw you melting after you said, hi, my name is.
Yes.
So what was it for you?
I just, I don't know.
Do you want to hear it again?
No, I still need to recover.
My name is Brandon.
Is it the, hi,
Yeah, definitely. I think so too. And the fact that he has piercings and tattoos.
Okay.
Oof.
Oh. Okay, so are you ready to give us your rating out of 10 for this one?
Yeah, we need your rating. It's serious, guys.
Can I rate him 100?
Is that it?
Wow. Is that too much?
Wow, that's brilliant.
Hi, everybody. It looks like speed dating on UCT Radio with Tom and Minta is going great.
It is going well. Okay.
And we haven't even finished all our options
No,
yet.
We haven't. We have another one to go, and that's all coming up now in the second hour.
Hello. I am a BCom student, second year. I live in Claremont. I really enjoy long walks. I love walking in the forest and on the prom. A way to my heart is a good dinner and a lovely, lovely drink on Signal Hill. I have no tattoos, no piercings, but I have a great sense of style. And I like my woman like I like my wine. Old. No, I'm joking. I just
what?
Yeah, I think I'm quite a catch. So, Goaties, come swimming.
Oh, no.
Liz, what is your reaction to our third Bachelor?
All I can say in the nicest way possible is that he didn't excite me as much as the previous one.
Okay.
Noted.
But, I don't know. He sounds a bit... I don't want to say cocky, but you know cocky. He sounds like, yeah, cocky. Sounds cocky.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So this one.
A crossover on UCT Radio.
Download our app, available on the iTunes and Google Play App Store.
Liz, can I show you something real quick? And how we get these voice notes, in essence, right? So we send them a message, and when we send them a message, they send us a response back, okay? And what they do when they send us a response back is we take it and we lower the pitch of their voice, quite like this.
Liz, can I show you something real quick? And how we get these voice notes.
Does that voice note that you heard earlier remind you of anyone?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I am a BCom student.
Hello. I am a BCom student.
Hello. I am a BCom student, second year. I live in Claremont.
I live in Claremont. Ask me where I live, Imta.
Tom, where do you live?
In Claremont.
Oh, what are you studying again?
A BCom.
Oh.
I'm studying a BCom.
I'm a BCom student, second year.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going on a long walk on the beach by myself because my mom's to date me.
Tom, you're joking.
I was joking. I don't like women, so I don't like my wine. I don't like wine, so
we just had to throw that one in there to throw you off.
Okay.
The rest of our callers are actually eligible bachelors that want you, Liz. So we've got another voice note coming on.
Let's hear them out.
Hello there. Let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I am 24 years old. I'm from Cape Town. Been here my whole life. Former UCT student. Studied film and media here at UCT. But let's just cut to the chase.
Ooh,
okay. Let me tell you why I would be your dream man. Okay, I've been called by many a walking green flag. Okay, in terms of some of the superficial things, if you want to hear about that, all the usuals, you know, I have my own place, have my own car, can drive us around. I am very tidy. I love cooking, absolutely love to cook. So when it comes to that, suppers, lunches, breakfast, it's sorted, it's on me. But let's get deeper for a second. Okay, I care ultimately. I care about you as a person. I care about the little things you want to tell me every day. Okay, the minor inconveniences in your day, something annoying that happened, or something good that happened. I'm there to listen to all of that. Okay, I'm a shoulder to cry on, to laugh with, to lean on whenever you need that. Okay, that's all I have to say. I'm here. If you need me, just one call away.
I'm only one. Okay, Charlie Poo.
Okay, so Liz, what are your feelings?
So this one's nice. He sounds very nice, I'm not going to lie. I would say that he's a bit too old for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how to feel about the fact that he has, like, his own place and his own car. Like, for me, that's a bit intimidating.
Okay. Okay. Like, he's mature.
Liz, do you want a boy? Do you want a boy?
And I'll be honest, wait.
Take her to McDonald's.
Oh, yes. Another thing he said he likes, you know, like...
to cook.
Yeah. Mm. You know, and dinner's in...
She's shaking her head.
Yeah, so it's, no, I'm not interested.
Like, I mean, I'm not against it, but yeah, I don't know, man. I hope he doesn't expect me to cook, you know, if he likes dinners in.
So what's the score?
All right, the score, I would give him a solid 8.
Oh, that's quite good.
That is good.
That's quite good. Okay.
Wow.
So
looks like we've got a clear winner, Liz.
Yeah, I think we have a clear winner. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just going to keep quiet for now because we're trying to cook up something here.
Yeah.
Wait. Can I have a request? Okay, so how is this whole thing going to play out?
You're just going to have to wait and see. You're going to have to wait and see.
All right, before that we had Anzo with Izimpi featuring Java. And right now on UCT Radio featuring, UCT Radio, we've got the Friday crossover with Tom and Nta.
You're so excited.
I'm so excited, I can't even hold myself. We are playing a dating game on UCT Radio today, and we've got Liz, who is our bachelorette. And we've just listened to 3 voice notes from 3 guys who were so into her and are trying to pine over her for a date. Liz, you had a particularly interesting reaction to one of our callers.
Caller
number 2.
Yes.
How much did you rate him?
I rated him 100 out of 10.
100 out of 10. So what do you think? What are you expecting? What do you want the next steps to be?
Okay. I'd like for there to be like a heads off. Is that what it's called? I don't know. But between the last 2. So obviously like... there's going to be a winner and a runner-up.
And a runner-up.
Well, okay. I think we can do slightly better than that.
Yeah.
Liz, okay. Say hello to Brendan.
Brendan, hello. Liz is on the line for you.
Oh, hello. Hi. How are you doing, love?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks. And you?
Oh, that's good. So wait, what did you
talk
about my little
voice to you? let me just say it made me blush.
That's good. Okay, so wait, I guess our next bet is a little in-person date. I did give you a list of my favorite options, but what do you want?
Hey, Liz,
what do you like? What's your in-person date? Brendan's asking you what date would you like.
Flower picking, or am I going to go for a little sunset with you? Because this is your date, so I got to impress you, don't I?
Oh, I'd like the sunset.
Little sunset, Chapman's Peak, we'll get some sushi. I know, like a 2-for-1 place down where I live. Sounds good?
That sounds perfect.
All right,
okay,
great.
Cool. So then hopefully I can get your details and we can organize this then.
All right.
Liz is lost for words. Thank you for calling in, Brendan. It's a date. Look at us solving world issues.
Look what we've done. I think Liz is about to maybe pass away. Brendan, you've been a great sport. We're gonna see where we could take this.
Okay, cool. Cheers.
You're listening to UCT Radio. It's the crossover with Tom and Mta. And I think it's safe to say that Liz has had a very, very hectic day. Her heart is beating strong.
She's gotten lost for words, out of breath.
Out of breath, out of sight. But listen. He asked you... where you wanted to go. So you chose Chapman's Peak. Why is Chapman's Peak where you chose?
Okay, well, I feel like I've only been in Cape Town for like a few months, you know, and I haven't really got to experience the true Cape Town sunsets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to do that.
That's so brilliant.
With a potential someone.
Okay, so Liz, you're about to exit. What's the song that you're going to take you out with? That your song you're going to listen to on the date? Remember he said he likes someone with good music taste?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very important choice you're about to make.
Definitely Slow Dance by Ava Max and Alex Mitchell.
Okay, so we'll pretend that we didn't plan this beforehand and it's all
ready. It's beautiful. Already. We've got Slow Dance by AJ Mitchell and Ava Max.
Listen, we'll see you back next week, hey?
Oh, I love you, Conway.
It's Usher with Boyfriend. That was my beat of the weekend. Doesn't it make you feel like you're in the club?
It was good.
NUY2K?
It was good. It's a nice prelude to your actual birthday, not your fake birthday. It is your fake birthday. You can't call
it's
today your
birthday,
real
birthday. It's my birthday, Tom. It's my birthday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm not having this debate with you. But Tom, I don't know if anyone has watched the music video to the song, but in it is Keke Palmer, like, dressed as Usher, and she's, like, dancing and everything. And the lyrics to the song is Usher going, "Your boyfriend wants to talk to me, like, he can come chat me up."
Whoa. Right? So is this where the whole controversy was born
this
from?
This is where the controversy... It's not even. This is Keke Palmer's response to the controversy.
Oh, hectic.
Let me spill the tea for you some pop culture. Right, so Keke Palmer is our favorite girl, Disney princess, but she's now, like, grown up and she's got her own music thing, and she's just had a baby with this guy, Darius Jackson. So Keke went up to her friends. You know, she's a new mom. She was like, "Let me dress all sexy. Let me feel good about my body. And let 100%. Me go watch Usher."
Slay.
And then a video comes out of Usher, like, serenading her. And, like, they're, you know, they're dancing together. And she's, like, you know, turning around, like, "Usher, look at my dress." And, you know, she's Keke Palmer. She's a performer. So she's also, you know, belting out the Usher lyrics. Having a great time.
Good for her.
Good for her. Tell me why her baby daddy, who was her boyfriend, goes onto Twitter and with that video of her and of Keke Palmer and Usher and says, "It's the dress for me. You a mom." Did
Sis,
Twitter not destroy her?
Stop him? It.
Stop. Who does that? Literally,
this
mommy
is when I love Twitter.
Her.
Twitter.
Twitter.
This is when I love Twitter.
Twitter absolutely demolished him. Like,
good.
Who are you to think you're gonna, like, come for our girl like this?
Yeah, and he probably thought that people would be on his side.
He literally was so sure everyone would be on his side that she's disrespectful. And she wasn't even dressed. She was wearing, like, a sheer long black dress and a little leotard underneath.
Yeah.
So there was a little booby, a little booty, but she looked great and, like, you know, embracing her body as a mom. Like, she's still sexy. It doesn't mean because she gave birth to another human being that she can't enjoy her body as a woman, right?
Damn straight.
Damn straight. Tell me why Keke Palmer, the next day, she says nothing about the about all that drama.
Okay.
She makes t-shirts the next day that says, "I'm a mother."
Oh.
She sells merchandise.
Stop it. And she probably sold out.
She definitely sold out.
Slay.
She says nothing. She continues with her in events and her keynote speeches. And then she drops merch. I'm a mother.
That is the most... That is what slay means.
Slay. What a queen.
What a queen.
And then a month later, she pops up in Usher's music video
100%.
Called Boyfriend. Isn't she such a queen?
Such a queen. So do you think they're going to start dating now? Is this something that's...
See, I don't know, because they have actually had a child together. So I don't know how that's going to pan out. But I love the way she's dealt with it. She hasn't been inappropriate.
No.
Because even if her her boyfriend did disapprove about the way she was dressed, he could have left that on iMessage.
Yeah.
And not 100%. On Twitter for everyone to see.
What a
so
win.
If she wants to be with him, that's fine. But, like, I love how she's responded with it. And I think we can all take notes.
Yeah, we can take notes.
When they go low, we go high.
Oh, she's such a winner. That's Boyfriend by Usher. It was our beat of the weekend.